We'll go for roll call if you want to call it out.
Chris Darrow?
Here.
Harry Thompson?
Here.
Roger Ann?
Here.
Brian Kinney?
Here.
Okay, we're looking for approval for the September 18th meeting minutes. I read it this afternoon, I didn't see any heartburn. Does anybody have any questions? So moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, we'll turn it over to you. Annie?
Okay, so we are moving ahead with the changes to the commercial zones. I made the changes we talked about last month and added some more toward the end. We'll see if we get there or not tonight. What I was trying to do was create some design standards for the C3 zone, the large commercial area that we had kind of talked about. And so I don't know if we want to have that, have some standards in that area. I think what I did is set it up to be buildings over a certain size need to meet these standards. So then you deal with, you know, the big box type stores, but you don't have the regulations on the smaller businesses. That's one way to go. I just threw it out there as a suggestion. So I think we left off in the use chart. I think we were in about the industrial section.
What page is that
page
on?
Page 3. We had actually gone through that part, and so then we should start with the public and institutional. Unless we want to go back through the others, or we want to like finish it all and then go back. What I did in the I think especially in the services, there were some that were very similar, and so I just combined them, just trying to make fewer categories. If you had the same uses, you know, if they were prohibited or allowed the same and they were similar, I just combined them into one. Just to make it easier. So I think we should start.
Stopped at industrial. Did we cover personal wireless telecommunications?
I think we were going to go back to that.
We had a big question mark on that.
Yes.
That we was going to get into it a little deeper or something.
So you do
on
have
transportation.
Communication.
Basically cell towers.
Yeah.
You do have a chapter in the municipal code. Unfortunately, it's in the subdivision title. I don't know why that is, but anyway, that's where it is. That sets up some standards and, you know, there's, it goes on for pages of the regulations for cell towers. It's kind of up to you of, do you want to regulate those more stringently in the more downtown areas? Do you, it's, I think it's becoming less of an issue overall. I mean, everybody loves their cell phone, and so I think people are more tolerant of seeing those towers where, you know, 10 years ago, there was a lot of uproar about cell towers. So it kind of, it's really an aesthetic issue.
I don't have a problem with them, do you guys?
You know, the only UGG is, it, do you require in anything other than C3, do you require any aesthetics considerations as far as, I mean, some cities you see all sorts of things done with them that make them look like trees. Granted, that look a little weird here. But
what do you want it to look like?
But I guess that's the only question I'd pose to the rest of the commission is if that's even necessary or not.
How many do we have right now? One, two?
Just them right down there on about
one on Olympia, 11, which is in residential. 11, you have one in residential in off of Olympia Street. Then you have, yeah, the one over here on 10th that I know of.
And then the, well, that's just a microwave on the telephone communication building, the Quest building.
I mean, that's a sheriff's station. Kind of like a cell tower or something.
Right. I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm good with letting them go.
I'm kind of good. I just, you know, like I said, to be thorough on this, if that's necessary or not. Or will it be a concern 10 years down the road that we didn't cover?
And I guess if you see one go up and there's a lot of uproar, you can deal with it. I mean, you can't deal with that one. That one's done. But for the future, you can add some regulations if you find it necessary.
I would say not in C1, but I'm okay with C2 and C3.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I don't see a reason to put them in C1 where you already have kind of a constricted business area, throwing that in the middle of it, or even on top of a building.
Are we going to allow them in residential? We about have to.
There already is one in residential.
Because that's where you're going to need it.
Probably.
Also. So if you're if you have a business in C1 and you need cell service, you wouldn't mind having another tower.
Is that something we cover in this zoning, or is that something we cover in residential zoning?
In the residential, you can deal with that. Whether you allow it in residential, I think now let's.
And maybe in the residential, we start looking a little bit more at potential aesthetics requirements of some sorts.
Our C1 zone is not that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a few blocks, really.
I agree.
I think you're right, Brian. Any other comment? Otherwise, we'll move on.
So allowing C2 and C3 and prohibit C1. Good with that?
Yep. Okay, we'll go to industrial and storage.
So we did that last time, so I'm going to skip down to public and institutional.
Okay. Churches, we got that all blanked out completely.
What do we want to put in there?
Seems kind of odd in C1. What's typical?
You have one in C1.
Mm-hmm. We had one once over here, but they are not there now. Where we got one in C1 now?
Right next to, you have the old, the Carnesia is a church.
That's true. Is that C1 or is that?
I think that's C1. Or it's that C or R, C, whatever, the one.
What's the four square behind McDonald's there?
C2.
And then we got the old Aikens building.
That's C3.
Yeah, churches typically need kind of a lot of parking. They're high traffic, but usually at a time when there isn't a lot of traffic from businesses. So
it's one of those things. Itself in a way.
Yeah, you can almost have, the churches can almost have an agreement with a business that maybe isn't, if the church is open on Sunday but the business isn't, they can share the parking, something like that. And so
a lot of our churches are on 7th Avenue, or on 7th. And I think that's by design. How is that done by design? I mean, does anyone know?
Was it an accident? Or did it just
I don't think it's an accident. I think it was actually allowed, but I don't know, is that residential there or? What is seventh zone? Just so I kind of understand, maybe.
Residential.
No, it's got the churches and the schools, basically.
Yep. Is it residential?
R2s.
Is it R2?
Got a little bit of R4 in there.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's mostly residential. There's a little bit of commercial right around Main Street. And the rest of it is.
So churches should be in a residential area or commercial?
Well, I think that's kind of the question that I have.
They could be anywhere.
They could be, but is there, obviously at one point somebody thought it was a pretty good idea to throw them all on 7th, and I'm just trying to wrap my brain on to why that would be, you know, is
so,
it?
I guess maybe it was once upon a time people would walk to church, and so you would want it to be in a
7th.
So you'd have it near to the residential area because, you know, your neighborhood is walking to the church.
Well, the other thing we have on 7th is a lot of schools as well. So you have schools and churches.
That's what you got.
Is maybe that what the whole idea was? And then is that something that we want to somehow continue because it was a good, is that a good plan or not a good plan? And I don't know if you do it here, but.
And you've even got a park on 7th. You probably only got, if you count the homes, you only probably got from Main Street down to Scutney, you probably got 12 homes at the most. You got a few scattered in there, but very few.
Not a bad design, really.
Not really.
I don't want to mess that up. I don't know how you preserve that, but.
Well, it's kind of preserved because they're already stationed there.
But some churches like to buy, some groups like to buy commercial buildings because it's a little cheaper. They don't have to build a new building. It's kind of a big open building. So if we say no to C1 or C2, then we kind of put the brakes on something like that. Is that what we want to do?
I guess that's a great question. I don't know. I mean,
I think that's why they've got three blanks there. Just
I think
left
we
it alone.
I would allow it in all of them is what I'd do. That's how I feel. But
I think so too. I think I'm open to wherever now because they're going to have to provide so much parking, right? I mean, how do
but
we?
But they won't have to if they're C1.
C1 does not need to.
Well, that would be awkward.
Yeah, but they'll still have to.
They might have two parking.
They still will have to have enough parking. Common sense would dictate
right, it wouldn't be
that.
Required by code, but.
That's the problem. It won't be required by code if you allow it in C1.
But, I mean, people aren't going to want to park two blocks from church and walk to church.
That makes me nervous. C1 makes me nervous. That makes no sense because of parking.
Probably isn't consistent with code to allow churches.
So, okay, so we allow churches on conditions. They have to figure out parking.
I'm gonna.
That would throttle it a little bit.
My biggest concern with conditions is kind of allowing things on conditions is what got us kind of in this mess in the first place. I mean, I think it would be better for us to have consistent zoning, and then if you have this, if you have this, if you have this. And that's why Brian brought up the point. I don't know if I kind of feel the same way without having that parking requirement. I don't know if it's a good idea to allow churches in C1, even though they're going to be used at typically low parking times.
So we don't have any little ones at all to your knowledge.
What
on Main Street now? At one time.
Well, you have Mi Carnicia. That's one.
The only one. Right now, it's a rental. So I guess if we grandfather them in once they left.
Yeah, one way you could handle it is you could say that if a building has an occupancy of more than whatever, you know, set some number, then it has to provide parking even the C1. But you make that any kind of an occupancy, not just specific churches. Don't single out one use. Just say anything that's going to have more than.
I think
50,
it makes
more
it
than 100, whatever your number is.
That's not a bad thought.
I think it makes it easier just not to allow it in C1. And the reason being is I look at a situation, let's say like, we don't know what's going to happen with CBHA. I have my hopes and dreams what happens down there. But let's say like it turns into an apartment complex and all those parking spots are filled all the time.
And what if they want a little community church there in that building too then?
Well, the problem is having a community church there is fine, but if you have it, if another one comes into that area and people come from the outside in, where are they going to park? That maybe is not the best place for it. I mean, you're talking about a big four block by four block area. There's probably maybe better places for it.
Mi Carnicia has plenty of parking.
Already.
Yeah. The old one.
Mm-hmm.
So C1, you're just talking about the four blocks?
Yep. I say don't allow in C1, allow it everywhere.
You're not talking all the way down.
No, because that'd be C2.
And the other thing is, if you want your C1 zone to be this kind of walkable area, a church is really going to break that up, because there's then, you know, nothing for shoppers to look at, and, you know, for that stretch. And so that would make sense.
That's a good point.
That's a really good
point. Yeah, if I always thought C1 was down Main Street. Okay. If we're calling C1 right in that 4-block area, we haven't really determined where C1 is yet, have we?
Fourth to Main, or fourth to First. First to Spruce, I believe, is what we were looking at.
So C1 is just going to be a little itty bitty portion of the map.
Yes.
Fourth to Juniper is what you said the other day.
First
to Seventh on C1.
This isn't
C1 here?
Uh-uh.
This is
C2.
Yeah,
you need the fourth.
Okay. Are you sure?
That's what you did a few meetings ago. That's what we talked about, was
right to fourth.
From fourth. And then down to Juniper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 6-block area, 7.
Yep. With relatively consistent business types.
So how will this affect the church renting the old Mi Carniceria building? If they say they left.
They're on Main Street.
But it's still
going to be bought by a church.
So if they left and then the owners of the building wanted to rent to another church, could they?
I don't think they could. Could they? I don't know. That's a good question on an ownership standpoint.
I don't want to rock their boat. You know, I'm not trying to.
Well, you got to think about who's going to come in here when they get this, all this new stuff presented to them, and they're standing up there yelling at us for what we did. What do you mean I can't make rent to another church?
So I think in that location, it's actually a pretty good use of the
building. It's not a bad location. Am I correct? It is C1 there? Is that is that part of that residential commercial?
It appears to be C1.
Isn't that like R something?
So that's right here on Hemlock.
C1 R.
And third.
Or is that going to be C2? I mean, we haven't really drawn a map out where C1 is. Is it just the half a block off of Main Street? If C1 is just a half a block off of Main Street, then it don't include that building.
There's even a dentistry on Hemlock to your farm. Huh?
I know, which is supposed to be commercial, but it's zoned to R4, which I'm still trying to figure out right now.
So you do have provisions for non-conforming uses. So your process is that you would set conditions that would be reviewed every 2 years or on change of ownership. So if you have a use that's non-conforming, it can continue even with a change of ownership. But probably it's going to say that if it's abandoned for a length of time, then probably they cannot reestablish it. But I'm not seeing that right off.
Maybe we'll just leave it the way it is for now.
Well, it's nothing.
Yeah, you need to fill in the blanks.
Those
were the ones that I didn't know what to say, so I left it for you to discuss.
Well, C2, C3, I would recommend allowed. I'm still...
So Hemlock, is it going to be C1 or C2?
Up to C. Where it would... Let me see. I did.
I mean, it is C1 going all the way to Hemlock? Or is it just going to half a block?
No, you know what? Here we go. This is what I thought. No, you're right. It is. Let's see, Main.
We did talk about from Hemlock up to
Cedar.
Yeah. This is not. It's not. It's that where Mi Carniceria is isn't zoned in a commercial zone. It's that weird thing. It's that I-1, and that's what I thought it was. It's that mixed commercial residential zone.
C
See, take a look.
Can we all come around the table over there?
Sure, if you want to. Or...
Yeah, we can see better around the table.
Okay.
Are we going to the table?
We're going to the table.
Now we've got to wear our
electronics
with us.
It's that I won again that I was confused about earlier. Maybe I'm wrong, but isn't that Nicarnassia is right there.
Second.
And that's blue. That's not a red commercial zone. That's this one. Or is it this one?
No, it's C1B.
Yeah, C1B, the mixed commercial residential zone. That's where Nicarnassia is. It's right here.
On the corner?
Right there. Yeah, that's it.
So it's basically...
Take it back. It's on the other side. Take it back. It's on the other side. It's right here.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
So that is C1.
That would be part of C1.
These colors are very close.
Yes. Yes.
Bob, what do you think?
Wait.
Make a decision for us.
Well, the thing is, in the C1, there would be no requirement.
There is no rules for parking.
The way they're setting it up.
Which is, but if they want to put a church, they've got to follow the rules specific for a church.
In C1, we still need to have, if a building has over so many occupants, there has to be parking considerations going in.
How do you prove that, though? How do you even regulate
it? Well, you would set it up by the occupancy, so...
I would say...
fits, you know...
More than 75 people. I'm just picking a number. Then you need to figure out parking in C1. Whether you have a business, whether it's a church, whatever it be.
Well, that's why we created this zone to be special anyway. So it's not, you know, the high volume sort of. It's not contiguous. Yep. I'm against churches being allowed in C1. I mean,
if you want to walk,
that'd be my recommendation. Allow it everywhere else. Allow it in residential. Well, it doesn't have. I mean, yeah, it's grandfathered anyway. No matter what we do, it's whether they do in the future with it, on ownership and such. I guess that would probably be my ultimate question. If that church decides to buy that property, then what happens?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. The people are renting it. What if they decide to buy it? And it isn't a bad location for a church, is it?
There it isn't. So, but if you want to allow it everywhere in C1, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that necessarily fits into... to your definitions that are...
So that part of Hemlock maybe should be go into residential. Because what is along that street?
Other houses.
Residential.
Residential. So that shouldn't even be commercial.
It's always bothered me that the south side there of that block is...
Is residential?
Is it all residential and the church?
Up to a vista.
It's Yeah, it is.
Up to a vista.
So do we put a jog line in there?
The church has like this lot, and then I think they own that lot and tore the house down. The Mecanicidia people, Alanises.
Yeah, the vista here, and the rest is residential.
Oh, yeah, this is 7. Okay.
We're going to have crooked lines.
I mean,
this is
4.
So you have, this is Pioneer Park, this is a vista, and then these are 4 houses.
Oh, yeah.
So all these houses in here cannot sell because they're in commercial.
It's difficult.
Right. So do we need to make considerations for them, or just say, you got a house there, so you deal with it. Tough.
Take this weird zone and put it there too.
Oh, what's on this side of the street?
Commercial.
What's
houses?
Oh no, houses. Yeah, it's all residential.
Villa Real Tax.
All relative.
Yeah, but Villa Real Tax is residential.
It is.
In a sense, I mean, yes.
Isn't that why you have business there?
Why we have the C1B?
Rent out
the upper end.
I'm not sure.
The bottom of it's residential too.
Because I asked about this, and I think we have C1B for the mixed commercial residential.
Almost makes sense to take that same zone right there.
And put it across, and then you're covered with the church.
Church is protected.
Then you.
Do we call it C1B? Or do we turn it into a R3, 4?
C1B.
But could they're on this end of the block?
Mm-hmm.
So we could just keep them in this, in the commercial zone.
But they're on the west side of the fourth. They're in the first two blocks.
Yep.
So you just extend, you keep this commercial like it is, and you make the rest of it residential, maybe contiguous with this down here, I don't know.
Yeah, Vista would go clear to 3rd Street.
Would you go to the parking lot?
Yeah. So that's where the jog will be, 3rd Street. And we'll turn that all into an R4.
Any other discussion on that, guys?
So I think what you're saying, Ann, is leave the Vista part the same exact zone, which is C1, or would be C1, and then make the rest of it this mixed thing?
Well, does it need to be mixed, or can it just be residential? Because are there any businesses in the rest of that?
They're old, old houses, and I think when they're done, they'll probably be, I could see businesses going in there.
I could sell a gym and keep it residential.
I think it'll more likely be residential. I mean, because you've had you've had a few houses on the other side that have come in from Habitat for Humanity. So I mean, that area is not completely, you know, it's not completely dying.
Yeah.
I'd extend the brown.
Yeah. I'd be careful of no reels right here.
But that's all residential.
But they got business there too.
True.
Can
you not have a business in a residential?
Is it a home-based business or is it a
taxes and insurance?
But is it in their home or is it just a okay?
They rent out the upstairs for rentals and the downstairs is a rental.
It's not a house.
No. And they have a parking lot also.
So maybe the commercial, is it just that first lot?
C1B was made to deal with that. I'm almost positive that's commercial mixed residential. That's why we.
I don't like C1B because I don't like all the little different things. I think we need to get rid of that, clean it up, get it simple, and not have an exclusion here and exclusion there. Just
I agree with you on that.
Call the rule and be done.
I agree with you on that.
And that's why I think we should just jog the lines, put residential in there.
You can't really throw a Vista into R4.
No, we can't.
Well, maybe.
So then you're going to have a jog.
Right. We're going to have jogs.
Unless.
Yeah, but there's jogs
unless
all
you make
over
both sides. Unless you make both sides of this thing, well, C1B.
The only thing where a Vista is the park and them. They own that whole block.
Mm-hmm.
So C1B is kind of a weird mix of things. It does include dwelling units when fronting Cedar, Hemlock, Scutney, and North 14th Avenues. It also allows, you know, auto sales and light service, banks and offices, healthcare providers, heating, plumbing, electrical.
I knew
motels,
this was supposed to be C1B. Somebody
restaurants.
Knew that. I remember going through this.
What do you suggest, Ann?
Yeah, I'm not. It's not supposed to be. It was.
Do you think we keep C1B?
Somebody blew the map.
You agree that C1B should go?
Yes.
It's a confusing thing.
Yes.
Okay.
If we're maybe we have some sort of mixed commercial residential, but.
Do you allow that then in R4? That's not a bad op. That's not a bad option.
I make a motion.
Then you could extend.
C1B.
Yeah, but what you could do is allow mixed commercial in R4.
So my question in killing it is how would it affect Bill of Reels?
No, make it R4.
We're going to deal with it.
And let's change and let's allow businesses in R4. Like that there, because we don't necessarily want
light commercial
in some resident.
R4?
So R4
like offices, like
allows professional
place,
office,
like,
medical.
Perfect. That's R4. That'll work for Villarreal's and it'll work for Avista. I like the idea.
This ain't like commercial, but we'll grandfather them in.
Well, you're not going to get rid of them anyway, so I'm pretty sure they're not going anywhere. I'm not worried about being judged for that one 20 years down the road. I think they're going
to
stay there. I like that. Where would the R4 all go? Would you extend R4 all the way down Hemlock?
I think so, because it's mostly residential, but kind of mixed.
And that wouldn't really, would that be allowed for what's happening at Desert Rose? The license place, that's all been right here. Potato.
So are there some residences also mixed?
Oh yeah, absolutely. This side's all residents. And this is residents up to about here, and then there's two buildings that are commercial.
Heavy drink.
This is commercial all the way down, and then this gets a little interesting over here.
Okay, Roger's gonna make a motion.
Should we add to it, or just make a motion to kill C1B?
Make a motion however you want to make it, and then we'll see where it goes.
I make a motion that we get rid of C1B.
And replace it with?
R3.
R3?
Or R4, I mean.
R4.
It's on this map, it's R3.
It needs to be this whole block, right?
So what?
No, it needs to be this.
I think, well, the first motion he's making is to change this to R4.
Didn't you just read the rules?
Change C1B to R4 and eliminate it completely.
Eliminate all of the C1B?
Mm-hmm, there's two.
Yeah.
Let me just see here for a second. I think that's...
Yeah, I guess we turn that into R4. All down Hemlock should be R4. That strip should go straight through.
One restaurant.
It should be.
Restaurant would be okay in R4?
Not as it is currently.
Okay, that will be one problem.
And there's all the stuff behind commercial there right here.
Yeah, but that's all residential.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Yeah.
But with Hemlock,
that's why the R4 would work. But here's my only UGG with R4 is the what is that, Taqueria, or whatever that's called.
That first one?
Yeah, right there. Is,
then we just make that part of the commercial one.
Make that part of C1?
Is that C1?
Or C2. Well, C2 then would C1 crossing a 4.
You've got that other little shopping center.
C2 would be better. It's got residents already.
Residences.
Going that way, but if you're going that way, you've got slowing in.
Yeah, across the street is C2. It has its parking. I mean, it's consistent with C2. It's just not in the defined C1 kind of area. But if you make everything else R4, I can't think of anywhere else that would get dinked by it.
I think Avista should still be in this.
No, R4 you can do in Villarreal's. You can have professional buildings in R4. Professional, medical, that's what Ann just said. You put a small CBHA.
It'll be interesting, guys, see what CBHA
does. Oh, actually, it says when located in the dwelling.
Several different.
Only when located in the dwelling?
Yeah.
Well, I know there's one right here.
I toured that.
There's two of them of concern, one being the mayor's place and one being mine.
You just wouldn't believe how big that building is. That is just unreal. How many square?
That's my dental office.
They told me it's
public open house.
Huh?
When are they going to have a public open
this
week? I don't know, but they're already moving.
This weekend, Eye Care and Pharmacy is moving.
Yeah, the pharmacy is moving, but
that's
some of the others have already moved. They're going to have everybody in there by that.
There was one issue because the city wouldn't grant.
So Villarreal's you're still okay with? What about Avista then?
Columbia Street.
Villarreal's couldn't be there anymore.
I didn't hear that.
I did. But no, the city's easy to work with.
Is it up till 3rd?
Well, Villarreal's is right. And Vista's across.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, this is 4th.
Vista goes almost down to 3rd.
Yeah, Vista goes down
to get through that one.
It's equal to Pioneer Park, almost, yeah.
But he didn't want to talk about it.
So that, yeah, that little L.
That was a nut.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Classifying me with Sean Bates.
Would R4 be allowed by the, will that allow the church, the R4? Yeah, it will, because it's residential. That would work. Okay, that would work.
Close to the same category. Let's move on.
Well, okay.
So R4 allows offices and medical?
Well,
no.
It
that we just found out.
Currently, it allows an office of a physician, dentist, other healthcare professional in the dwelling, so not a standalone office. But you could change that if you felt that that was appropriate.
I think we changed to R4, allowing for offices.
If you change what R4 allows.
Yeah, you've got to understand if you change it in that, but if you change it all
yeah.
R4 too, I don't know if I can either think about that.
Or so maybe you make it, I don't know, R5 or something, yeah. Something new.
But then, we're just trying to get rid of all those little zonings.
There's some places where
if we can just combine some of these zones.
Well, let's make a decision one way or the other.
All good. When you guys call a vote, I'm good for having discussion.
I mean, at this point, you don't really need to do motions and votes because we're just kind of making up a draft. So,
okay. Well, we're not voting on that.
Because I think, yeah, I don't think you can just
we're
say
we're going to vote on
just
the whole thing once we get it put together. So, I guess.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's too piecemeal and.
So you got those adjustments. I guess then the other question I have is, like I said, well, I guess you're covered on that. I guess we're covered. Most question.
So back to churches, allowed or not allowed?
If you put it in R4, it is.
I think we only needed to figure out about.
We had to figure out the restaurant. A Vista and Villarreal. So that was the only kind of little exception.
Can we
cut it out? Yeah.
Block those into C1?
C2.
Or C2?
Yeah.
And be happy that way?
So we're going to make that one little section C2.
That's what we were talking about.
Where those houses are, those residential houses and stuff.
No, residential will not. The residential will be R4.
They're plastered right. in among their businesses here.
Yeah, that. So what we did is we carved out where the businesses are, because the Vista, Villarreal's right across from each other. So there's a little L of C2 right there. C2 or C1, I guess it really wouldn't matter in that one. The one that's important is, however, the taco restaurant over here. That one would suddenly be an R4. That would be a problem. So that one you have to make an exception for being into C2.
But all of those,
which is fine, because C2 is right next to it.
Yeah, they're contiguous with commercial zones already, so you're just extending it.
Yeah, you're just extend it one plot, so that, I don't think that's a problem.
Everybody in consensus with that then, since we don't have to vote?
So then, church is not allowed in C1?
Not allowed in C1.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
So I didn't know if festivals and outdoor celebrations, if that's something you really need to address in your zoning.
Let's just have a party.
You know, but what you did last time is that kind of stuff that you really don't regulate. We just took it out.
I agree.
So.
Parks?
It's not a park, because park is its own category. This would be like an event, but you probably don't want to regulate that through zoning anyway.
Right.
I agree. Okay, it goes.
Okay.
Libraries, done.
All. All commercial, all zones.
Government facilities, parks, and yards. We're going to allow them in C1?
Right now we would have it in C2 with the irrigation districts down.
Right. Are we going to allow them in C1? We allow the government?
We can stop the government. I don't want shops and yards in C1. I'm okay with an office.
I'd say kick him out, even an office, I'd say kick him out of C1.
It kind of wouldn't make sense to have him in C1. No. So I think X on C1.
XAA.
XAA.
You're on the...
Government facility shops and yards. Yeah. Outdoor recreational entertainment and amusement facilities.
C3 only.
Okay, that's right.
Well, you could use it in C2. You could do it in C2.
What kind of business?
I guess you are kind of thinking bigger.
Besides laser tag. Outdoor recreational.
Dances?
Bowling alley.
That's outdoor, though.
Outdoor.
Is it only outdoor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says outdoor.
So it's only C3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like a go-kart track or something. That would need a lot of space.
C3
space. Yeah, we want a go-kart track down there.
C3.
Okay, XXA. Schools. Oh, boy.
And it would be consistent with what you've been doing to not allow that in C1.
Oh, definitely.
Thanks for helping us start to clarify a few answers here. Even in C2, do we want schools? But do we have schools in C2?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Are schools allowed in residential?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but,
I guess a school could also, it could be a beauty school. It could be a truck driving school. There's lots of things besides just
a...
You have driving schools in C2.
I think C2.
Yeah, you do.
Allow in C2 and 3.
Yeah.
Okay, good enough.
Sure, you're allowing them in all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A1 and C1.
Uh-oh, now we're talking residential.
Okay.
Adult family home and
adult family home in existing residence, the state requires that, so we'll just allow it. If they've already got a home there, they can do it. So
we're still talking about commercial zones here.
We're still talking about commercial zones, yep.
Assisted living facility.
This one's
so what's that, an old folks home basically?
This is gonna be a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't work in C1.
Oh, this is where things are going to get real tough.
It eventually might happen, and the rumors I hear down here.
Yeah, this is where things get real interesting.
Mm. Oh,
correct.
Good thought.
I say if they have the parking, I'm okay.
Well, they've got lots of parking down there.
Yes.
I don't know. You're old age. You going to want to go there, Chris?
Oh, it's more, this is one of those really buggy ones, because this is where we as commissioners probably have a pretty interesting opportunity. I mean, it's one thing to tell somebody what they can and can't do, but in another vein, what's the best thing for the city? You know, do you have an opportunity to maybe force an apartment complex and a commercial thing versus an assisting living center down there, and what's better for all those businesses and the future health of the town? God, this is not an easy question. As much as this one's probably the toughest one on here. You know, I know that if I had the Brunswick, I would rather have an apartment complex there than I would an assisted living center, probably.
Yeah, but if it's managed right, I don't see where it would hurt being there.
But it's going to be a whole lot better for all those businesses if it was an apartment complex versus it being an assisted living center. And I'm pretty sure that Columbia Basin might have something to say to us about us taking that away as an opportunity. And this is a tough one.
What do you think, Bob?
So here, I don't know if you guys have all, when I go to Coeur d'Alene, I see that they got this neat little area in Coeur d'Alene that they just built. They have all the hotels, the Springfield and the Hilton Express. I don't know if you know where that area is in Coeur d'Alene. But just below that, they have the movie theater in this neat little commercial area that has four stories of apartments above it. and it just drives that area. You know, is that an opportunity that we kind of want to make our zoning kind of lean towards? I mean, do we want to promote that sort of opportunity?
Let's for right now, cancel it for C1 with a question mark. Let's think about it. Let's ask a few people, and let's reevaluate it a little bit next meeting.
Well, it goes to city council anyway. I mean,
I think you're right.
Because that's a tough one, but we can sit here and discuss it for an hour.
Yep.
And still not have an answer. I think this one we need to sweep over.
Put a question mark.
Question mark with an X, and then allowed in C2 and C3 is how I feel.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I understand it might go in there, but I think maybe we need to think that through a little bit. Talk to our friends and neighbors a little bit.
So are we going to go back to this one later, next month, to discuss this?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. I'm good with that.
Let's find out what we're hearing out
there
in the community.
So do we need to put a motion to put that on the agenda to discuss, or would that be something we discuss?
No.
Let's spend a month talking about that. I think that's a really good idea, because this one really, and I think the thing that all of us need to think about is, you know, what's the best thing for all those businesses? We have the opportunity to really drive some pretty cool stuff. But we also could really make a big mess, too. So,
you know, one thing you could think about is requiring that the fronts the street needs to be
commercial, no matter
you
what,
know, retail service. And then if they use, you know, the rest of it for other things.
But, Ann, if we allow an assisted living facility on the bottom floor of C1, then the whole thing can be an assisted living center. If we say the bottom has to be commercial, they can do whatever they want above it. Mm-hmm. So in that case, we would be better off not allowing it in C1 and say, hey, your upper two floors, do whatever you want. But that bottom floor has to be commercial and consistent with the rest of the businesses there.
Okay, we're going to put a question mark on that one with an X and then come back to it next month.
So this next one, the dwelling units fronting Cedar Hemlock Scutney 14th, that's out of the existing code. And so I don't know if we address that by changing, do we change all of those areas to be R4? Or are there still some areas that are zone commercial but that have a lot of residences currently?
There's a fair amount of residents in commercial.
Okay.
And what do we do with them?
That's a good question.
I've been wondering about that too.
Kind of depends on what you think will happen in that area, what you want to see happen in that area. Do you want it to stay mixed? Do you want to see it transition to commercial? What do you want?
Didn't we just make a whole bunch of these R4? Or talk about making them into R4.
Irrigation district there. Houses along Main Street.
Ugh. Yep, they are.
Don't even get me started on that.
They've been there since the
50s. I know, that's another one.
They were there before you were born.
Well, it's not that.
You got a few residences there by the old hotel.
It was the additions didn't make much sense to me, but that's just me.
Where do we go with them?
Where do you want to go? I mean, you can leave them. They can be non-conforming. You can address them. It kind of depends. Do you want them to be able to expand and add on? Do you want them to eventually go away? What do you want to see?
All right, so these are the ones on Cedar, Hemlock, Scutney, and North 14th. So not the ones on Main Street.
Yeah, Main wasn't even addressed in your code as it is currently. So.
Are there the ones behind the commercial tire?
Mm-hmm.
Those old houses? Those are cool old houses.
No, we just made those R4. Because that was in C1B.
I look at those houses and see such marvelous.
Yeah, but that wouldn't matter because we just made those R4. Our recommendation was. Because those are C1B. Those ones on Cedar.
Okay.
So
the ones on Hemlock, which ones are we talking about? The ones that we just got done changing right now?
From
We just added a few blocks of R4 instead of C2 on Hemlock.
Hemlock, excuse me. Where else do you got it on Cedar?
Scootney.
We had that area of Scootney that was commercial.
Are the ones...
Isn't there like four blocks on Scootney, or two blocks that are commercial, right across from, I'll just show you. Because we had this debate.
So bank will not loan money on a revenue, on a commercial property?
Okay, the ones on Scootney, yeah, that's this stuff right here. All these...
There was a rezone.
For one, for that one, yeah.
So it's only one.
So that all got bumped out?
So these three are now...
Residential, so these are R2?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know what's on these last two.
This one, one of these is an old, is a house that has an old garage that could turn into a mechanic, which I guess would work. And this one here is a barber. It's a dwelling and a barber.
Plan, house plan, floor plan would change, could change.
Where's North 14th? Oh, this is North 14th, okay.
When you look down one and you see this manufactured mobile home parks, I can't believe that our old city fathers, 50 years ago, put that one trailer park.
How the heck they get R1 medical?
Basically, there's two of trailer parks in there.
Those are birds, right?
I know this was supposed to be fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You get down there by,
the
lumber, lumberman center.
The trailer parks can be nice.
This is residential.
This is residential, so it's already, holy cow, this is already...
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Here, or here, that it could be...
And there's a need for it.
Places that...
So how do you do it? I mean, just like, I could take one of my properties and...
But isn't this going to be all residential?
And die and sell that thing. Someone going to buy it and turn it into trash?
And that's the problem with trailer parks.
Isn't this where,
Olson's... Them trailers down there look nice.
You stop trailer with the zoning stops, okay.
And you can't do much with an old trailer, you can't an old house.
It used to be the country 50 years ago.
And it could, so it would be this then.
But that's residential, all right.
Okay, so you wouldn't have to do anything with that.
Just reaping the money, didn't care.
Just taking the money and going.
No upkeep.
But maybe there were, in the past, it was different, so...
You see a lot of rentals that way, the landlord just...
Even that anymore.
Grab the money. He don't care about the house.
Cedar, do we take care of everything?
I think you took care of Cedar, especially with this little jag here, really captures everything that's there. Looks about right.
And Hemlock, take care of all of...
Well, Hemlock, the only thing I got on Hemlock that bugs me is my conflict of interest that I probably can't push, which would be this spot right here.
What's between there and, is it houses in between?
No, there's nothing, there's a hotel here.
We have houses on these two lots here.
But that's not defined in there.
Yeah, it's not one of the streets.
I know, but it's the same situation as all this other stuff here. But we don't want to make a little residential section in there, that's kind of stupid.
It would be nice to fade it out there.
Yeah.
But with the old hotel there, they're kind of unique in that sense. I mean, it kind of creates that old part of town.
But it might be good for a business.
Better for a business than it would be for a house.
Keep the building as a, but as a business.
Turn it into a business.
Right.
That would work.
So then Hemlock, do we take care of all of the residences on Hemlock?
Kinda. Then you have Sockman's, which is partly an apartment complex.
That just turned into residence.
What do you do with that?
Yeah, but that's the same thing as having a business with residence. Instead of residence above, it's residence or below with the business. And
no, I see what you're saying.
In commercial, we've said we're going to allow business with the residence above. I don't know if there's much difference. I mean, it's...
Okay.
I would say it's just a flip-flop there.
Okay, so we're probably good with getting rid of that section.
Yeah.
But
I can't see any mistakes or anywhere there'd be a problem.
So here, this is commercial up to what?
The only commercial thing is this place right here that I know of.
So just this first.
Because that's me.
So just that first.
Yeah.
But this is street, so yeah. Then we should.
Right.
Dump it into C2.
I think we should get dinner with this meeting.
Could probably make Sean happy too.
Post that on the air.
No, you know what? The beauty shop.
Yeah, nice.
The beauty shop is. Yeah, but that's going to be allowed because it's on residence. People live in the house that's there.
Do the people that own the business live there?
It would
be
right there.
Let's make a decision and move on.
So I think we should eliminate the dwelling units when fronting on Cedar Hemlock, Scutney, and 14th, because I think you've addressed that by changing the zoning.
That's the one. So that one there. Well, how do you figure that one out? Go and ask him, I guess. Ugh. I know somebody who lives right next to him.
Okay, manufactured and mobile home parks.
Not in C1.
No. Oh, come on.
You sure?
I don't want it in C2.
I agree with that too.
But it's already in C2.
Oh, well, we have to leave it alone. But if
that down there.
Change anything though.
By the lumberman.
Here we go. You don't want new ones.
No.
XXA?
You just grandfather that in. That's right, Mom. But no more in C2.
Just see through.
There's an opportunity to do something that you think's good for your city if you think this is more.
So that, but in C3, should that be allowed?
What do we have? What
I don't think it ought to be in 1, 2, or 3. We don't want any more on First or Broadway
but
Main.
But there is a need for them. It's not on Main Street, but there is a need for RV parks.
Well, this isn't even, we're not even talking RV
parks. RV parks are different.
Oh.
Actually, home park. So it is more, it's our.
But
know,
that is an RV park that's down there. It's been there for 50 years.
Okay, so we're only talking a mobile home.
Yeah. Oh, not a travel,
we're talking
not single
a travel
mobile,
trailer?
Mobile
yeah,
home?
That's what we're talking about.
We're not talking a travel trailer?
No. It says manufacturer mobile home park.
Well, but it's not an RV park, though.
That's not an RV park. And there's a definition. Didn't we cover RV park earlier?
So, yeah, I'd take it out of C3 then. Manufactured home park.
Triple X.
Okay.
Three X's.
We'll put it in the county.
Bingo.
Okay.
Or in a residential zone. It makes more sense in a residential zone.
Are manufactured homes allowed in the city?
Yes.
They have to be.
Really? I can put a manufactured home on my lot?
Please don't. But yes, you can.
Oh, it'll meet the requirements. I know how to tweak that code.
And the state requires you to allow it. But you can set standards. You can require it to be new. You can require it to be a certain width so that.
Multifamily residential use not in conjunction with a commercial structure.
So basically, that's an apartment complex. So.
Not allowed in C3?
Probably you don't want it in your commercial zones, would be my guess.
I don't think you want it.
XXX?
I mean, if somebody wants to put an apartment complex on top of a commercial build, a commercial
right, and so
bottom
that's
floor,
addressed.
That's great.
I could argue.
We've already talked
that one,
about that earlier.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Here's our RVs. What are we doing with them?
And so that one, again, I don't know that that is really a zoning issue.
XXX.
I don't know if that's something you have a problem with here, how you address it.
Yeah, but
there's a place for some nice RV park.
There's a need for that. If you get under the underpass, Chris, out there where Rogers landed or somewhere in there, you could put a nice little RV park in there.
But except an RV park.
Oh, okay.
It's so, just saying, you know, somebody living in an RV. Okay.
I'm all for an RV park.
Well, isn't living in an RV? We already have that code around here.
Do you?
You got 2 weeks and you're booted.
Okay, so then we don't need to address it here. Okay, take it out.
Am I right on that?
I'm not sure on that.
This is trying to talk about people who permanently live in an RV.
XXX.
It's not allowed in this town.
Okay.
No, because there's been some people that come to visit and they've been there, they wanted to stay 2 or 3 weeks and they give them a notice.
And their visit get extended to a year? Parked on the street with an RV? Residential use in a basement or upper story, all allowed in everyone. So that takes care of
your neighbor.
Hemlock, Sockman.
If you consider that a basement, okay. That's a tough one, man.
The daylight basement.
You can't see it from the other side. Okay.
No. That's a tough one.
Basically, you want the commercial activity at the level of the street, the sidewalk.
Which it is.
Depends on which side of the building you're on.
Depends if you take that down ramp into the parking lot.
So, I don't know. Yeah, good. I like it. Allowed in all three. Residential use in conjunction with a commercial structure. What does that mean?
So that could be a more like a caretaker dwelling or something that's not clearly, maybe it's a building that's behind the store. I'm not quite sure.
Well, like this gas station down here.
So a house behind the shop.
That kind of a thing.
Or on top of the shop. You have a bunch of those.
Well, on top of you've already addressed.
Well, the Arms down there has the residency above the gas station on 12.
That's
how would you address in the basement or upper story?
So what would we talk? What we might be talking about is
in conjunction. Okay.
Right behind
on the same level. Is that what we're talking?
Shop and have that house there, a residential house. That house could be considered a caretaker of that shop.
Yeah, this doesn't say that it has to be, a caretaker. That's just an example.
Could be a rental.
Could be a rental.
Okay, so say Brunswick. Say they got space in the back. They have an apartment right there. That's what this was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So they could rent right there. Access from the alley.
Residential.
One of their best customers.
In conjunction.
Salad bar.
I lean towards XX, at least two X's in C1 and maybe C2. And the reason why I say that is now we have a place that's getting turned into a yogurt shop, which was that wasn't real popular.
Yeah, that was a residency for 40 years.
In conjunction with a commercial activity.
Yeah.
So you want to allow that or not? I know it was pretty unpopular.
Like at C1, I think it'd be very awkward to have a residence.
I'm not sure you want it in C2.
I'm trying to think.
There was C2 down there.
That was, well, yeah. Well, it's whether it's C2 and then it was C1 at the time before we started talking about this.
I can't think of an example either way.
Like I said, the example I have is turning into a yogurt shop.
Which is way better use of that.
It's probably better to X C1 and C2.
Okay.
So now it comes down to, do you allow it in C3?
Me too. That's what I would feel, caretaker.
I agree, it'd have to be. But that means the owners of the Brunswick could build a house right behind them?
No, because they're in C1. See, I'm good with XX on C1, C2, and I haven't decided yet on C3 because I can't think of a good exception, other than if you had a large business where you do need a caretaker for it. That, and the only time I can even think of that even being thought of would be in a C3. But I'm not sure you want to allow that there, even there.
Okay.
But I'm also thinking about my property.
Computer cow building. That's an apartment upstairs. It's kind of different.
That's upstairs.
It's a total rental apartment.
No, I don't want more residential.
Doesn't matter, it's above it.
Because it's commercial property, it's eventually going to be going into a business, right?
Yeah.
You're talking your property you got down there with the...
Yeah, by Pronto Loop.
Okay.
Yeah, Computer Cow. There's another good one.
Yeah, but the top floor is, isn't that where your apartment is? So it wouldn't matter anyway.
That's an apartment up there.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's already loud. We're talking like ground level.
Should we just take this one out and just like not even offer it as something for people to think about and just have your, that it's allowed in the basement?
Think and remove it completely?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
If someone wants to do it, they have to ask.
Yeah, just ax it out of there.
Awesome.
Good idea.
That's an easier one.
Kill it all.
Let's go to miscellaneous.
So that should probably be allowed. Or, I don't know, maybe we don't even need to address it.
That's a wide statement.
Accessory use.
Prudent to any primary use, and that any gets you, to any primary use and not otherwise prohibited. Do we need that in there?
I'm kind of leaning toward taking it out.
We're going to kill it too?
Yeah, let's kill that. Because a good lawyer could take that 100 different ways.
That's a murderous bunch here. Okay, I agree. Take it out.
Okay, now we're on prohibited.
And I think I took these prohibited ones out of Moses Lake's code.
All right. We like stealing. We're going to prohibit outside storage?
Of, yeah, junked vehicles.
Yes.
I like all these prohibited.
In all commercial zones?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what about Oscar's wrecking yard?
That's just what I was going to bring. Where's Oscar?
But that's prohibited. Yeah.
You said a wrecking yard, salvage yard, junkyard is prohibited in all the commercial zones.
So it's prohibited in all the commercial zones. So Oscars would now be prohibited, which we all voted to allow. He can use it until he wants to sell.
He's grandfathered in.
But then he can't sell it to anybody.
That's right.
He can.
As long as
they
continue that use.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's got to be, okay. Okay.
Yeah, let's adopt all 17-30-040. You all agree?
Yeah.
Roger?
I'm still reading it through, but yeah, I'm kind of thinking it's a good thing.
What do you think, Chris?
I'm still
abandoned structures or buildings.
There's state anywhere I can think of any.
What's that, Roger? Oh, abandoned structures.
I mean, what happens sometimes is people die, people run out of money, and their building just gets abandoned, and then it sits there for a few years.
We had a house on Juniper sit there for 25 years. Do you remember that one, yeah. Brian? Mm-hmm. Next to the Johnsons.
Mm-hmm.
They finally bought the lot and redone it this summer.
I don't
see anything.
Yeah, I like that, Ann. I think we'll go with that.
Okay.
Now let's look at the next one.
Is Oscar's the only place in commercial, in C3, that is like that?
So when we prohibit all this stuff, does that mean in the RV parks we can go in there and get those cleaned up?
Maybe.
Are they in a commercial zone?
They are. Right now, they're grandfathered in, but there's a lot of junk in there.
Code enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, code enforcement could work a little harder down there.
I can't think of any other car storage
My only UGG is Oscar came in front of us and we allowed it. Now we're going to disallow it. That's my only one.
We allowed it because he was already in, and it was just basically we're grandfathering.
So somebody else who does the same thing, it's allowed.
It's allowed.
Yep. Already, that business already started.
Okay.
But somebody next door can't start that kind of business.
But isn't some of that property changing hands there right now? What Victor owned? What's that heading?
I have no idea.
A tire place?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what's all in there. I know there's a bunch of old vehicles in there and stuff. Right now.
Are you talking where Victor's shop is now, or where Victor's old shop, or where the tire place is?
Where's he been working out of the back of the end of that tire place?
On that other side.
Yeah, that area.
That's.
There's a bunch of buildings in there that are.
Is that C3 or is that industrial?
Commercial.
Is it?
It's all commercial right
now. On Broadway, it's all commercial. It's all commercial.
Every bit of it.
I'm just stating there's some stuff, there's changes going on. I don't know what.
Okay. Where are we at?
Development standards, 050.
Well, how about E? I'm not sure that one there, but there's no containers, but on page 2, you say you can't be followed as a desired condition.
Do you have people that use the containers for storage in commercial zones?
In C3, I've seen some.
I think maybe we could cross off.
C1, C.
Oh boy. Cross off containers from that line.
Yeah.
I don't want van bodies being used for storage.
What about using van bodies for signage?
That sounds delightful. Do you have an idea for that?
No.
A little truck.
So do we have, can, what?
It happens out in country.
What did we have that?
In town, fireworks.
I gotta look at this again.
Oh yeah, we do with fireworks.
Is that considered a trailer? Or is that considered a, yeah, it's truck, van bodies.
They've got it kind of cute though.
Is it being used for storage or is it? Being used as
a signage. Industrial storage, cargo containers.
Signs.
Signage.
Oh. So maybe then that's okay then. What we're talking about is storage.
Right, this is just for storage.
Isn't on Victor's property, isn't that he has some?
For prohibited uses, I guess I don't understand using any containers. What is any containers? Is that everything? And yeah, on 313, we have cargo containers used for storage in compliance with new section created in uses 11 existing conditions.
Yeah, so I just crossed out containers from
okay, that so that's why we're getting rid of containers. Okay. All right.
Okay, let's move on. So are we going to adopt 1730-050 the way it is?
We need to talk about if you want to have minimum or maximum lot sizes, which maybe you don't need to do because lots are kind of already set. If you want to have maximum building size, that's how you want to do the setbacks and the height. So that's what the current code says is 4 stories or 62 feet. Yeah.
I like the 4 stories.
You like the red barn.
The maximum building size is the one I have the biggest question mark about in all of them. Well, not C3. C3 is fine, but C2 and C1 might be a problem.
Yeah, I just picked numbers.
I know.
So
if we, before we adopt this, we might want to.
Well, there will be a problem if CBHA shows that lower building to somebody other than some health deal.
That would be one.
There's a lot of square footage in that building.
It's the square footage you have too of Leprechaun, of El Hazmin.
So maybe you don't want to regulate the building size. Maybe that's not a good.
Yeah, I don't think we better put any.
Regulate the building size according to the size of the lot.
It's like a lot coverage.
Mm-hmm. Like percentage. 50% of the lot, or I don't know, picking up.
That's what? Not bad. That's not bad. That would work for C1 too.
See, then CBHA is kind of working. Leprechaun's kind of working. I don't know what their lot size is, but
that's not
Leprechaun
bad.
Short of parking, really.
Yeah.
Or then when someone wants a warehouse versus a grocery store, they don't need as much parking. But they can't utilize their full lot.
So, what are you saying on that?
So, if we regulate the size of the building to the size of the lot, so a grocery store.
I think you'd probably only do that in C1 and C2. I think in C3, you probably wouldn't
just
have.
Let it go, yeah. I agree.
A requirement for that lot coverage.
I agree.
But it's going to be interesting down there because that's in C1 where CBHA is.
Well, that's why.
They do have a lot of parking, but.
It's a pretty big lot.
Yeah. If you keep them parking with the building, they sell a building, they sell parking to somebody else, and somebody else with a different building, then what do you got?
Bad.
You got a tough situation. But then you take, like, the little lots that are already in, like where Brian's at.
So let's make a decision and move on.
So do we put a?
Maybe for now we just don't put any size in there for now. What do you think?
Come back with ideas of percentage.
Sure.
Let's just table that one for now then. On the building size. Are you all right with the height being 4 stories in this town?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on then. How about the minimum front yard setback?
So there's minimum and maximum setbacks. And so in your C1, where they're up against the sidewalk now, if you want to continue that, you're going to need to have a standard requiring that. In C3, typically you have some distance back from the street. Right now you have 15 feet, so I put that in there. C2, I didn't know, do you want it to be the same as C3, the 15 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And C1, whatever it is right now, how wide is that sidewalk? 8 feet?
So the sidewalk is hopefully in right of way. Hopefully the property line starts behind the sidewalk. And so.
It's right up to it. Measure your building and that'll be what it'll be next week, next month. Or whatever that standard is.
Okay, let's move on. All structures over 35 feet high. What do you think, Brian?
So that's out of your existing code, that footnote 4.
Okay, what all 35 feet high, they got to be pyramid style? No.
Setback from the property line equal to the partial structure. So you're looking at Brunswick. Is Brunswick over 35? It's going to be right there.
Yeah.
And that sure as heck isn't halfway away from the sidewalk. Or it's set back halfway the height.
So it's basically making
or CBHA.
It's making a pyramid so you don't have a big, tall, straight wall. Is that what I'm...
I'm not sure.
That's the way I'm reading it.
That's what I'm reading. If you're 35 feet high, you got to have that high point has to be set back from the property line, 35 feet.
Well, you ain't going to do that with a run for
it. Yeah, it used to be when it was built houses, you couldn't build a two-story right to the property line. You had to taper it back so the other property could get sunlight in there, which has its pros and cons, really. I'd say cancel that.
I don't like it.
Yeah, let's strike that one. I think we're opening ourselves up to a can of worms on that.
I agree.
Portions of the building may be set back further than the maximum setback.
So this is for this, in the C1 zone where you're requiring them to build up to the sidewalk, it's saying that they can have a pedestrian plaza or, you know, some things where they're not required the whole front of the building to be set up to the sidewalk.
So like the dollar store, instead of being 15 feet off the street, they move back and put a parking lot.
Not a parking lot, though. It would have to be something to encourage pedestrian use. So like building features, a courtyard, an entryway, a little cafe, artwork. So not a parking lot, but something that would encourage walking and would make it more attractive for people walking by. And that would only apply in the C1, because that's the only place for that.
Ask.
It would only apply for new stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so let it be. A good thought.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll get through one more page in a half an hour.
I don't know, it might go fast. We can do three more.
There you go. Okay, table 2, development standards and commercial zones.
So probably the side setback for a corner lot in C2 should be the same as C3, 15 feet of some.
Well, there's no requirement for 2-3 triangle?
I think I saw it somewhere else in the code. Yeah, I'll have to look that up. I know. I think I've seen it, though.
See any heartburn, anybody in here, in this section?
On the table? Maximum parking spaces.
We can certainly take that out. I didn't know if that was something you'd want to address or not.
I don't know. Do we?
I don't know if we want it in there, do we?
Mm-hmm. That's
more of a big city thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think strike maximum. Nobody's going to waste more space than they have to.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the franchises, they have to provide a certain amount of parking per their franchise. Some places, they're really urban places, try to restrict that because you end up with a lot of parking that they feel they don't need, but they also have transit, and, you know, so it's not really applicable here.
There is one. What are the design standards required for C1 and C2?
So that's the stuff that I added at the end. So we'll...
Should we wait?
We should talk about it.
That could potentially be really, really a big discussion.
Right. But I believe that I was directed to provide some, so...
Yeah, oh, no. It's good. Good.
And the pedestrian requirement, that may go away depending on what you think about the design standard. So it may be wrapped into that. So we should come back to that.
Okay, we're ready to move down to performance standards.
I didn't see anything in performance standards. I was too excited. I mean...
Yeah, and that
looked pretty straightforward to me.
Just stuff that I moved out of the existing chapter in Title 14 that has performance standards.
Yeah,
that's pretty basic stuff.
I can't, I mean, you know, even the...
You're all right with it?
Even the noise standards at night, I don't even think are an issue. That'd been maybe the only potential one.
It kind of depends on the use, you know. She brought up dance halls. You've got the loud music, and if you have other businesses that have live music, yeah, or...
What do you do for, like, that Coca Boca? Is that... How does that work with that, with these after certain times?
I don't have to call you when I get out.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a dance hall that's down, that would be in C1, I believe. And for that matter, any of the bars. Does, so between 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. and 11? You're looking at... Is there a noise issue there? I guess that was the only thing that I saw that was... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never even seen it, but I didn't even hear it.
Well, that's what I don't... How does that work with this?
City have a noise code, so many decibels?
You know, they got a code.
This is out of your existing code now.
Yeah, this is out of the code.
You just moved it from a different chapter.
Has Coca Boca violated this, or do we know?
Well, I think that yeah. To make a long story short, yes.
So where's this place at you guys are talking about?
The old, all right, you know where the Broken Antler is?
Yeah.
Across the street from the Broken Antler, there's a dance club.
Cool.
Yeah, right next to Cuo.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that even existed.
The old Ashton office.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's so, real close to the residential there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's up right against residential, right?
Right against it.
And so what do they do there?
They do boca dancing.
Is that a certain kind of dancing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's very cultural.
They're that noisy?
I don't know what it is.
They have live bands. I drove into town and I heard them at midnight going, and that's when I was like, whoa. And I told Gina, let's go. And she wouldn't let me go. So. I'm not saying I go to those kind of places.
Well, I think we should have noise ordinances.
Mm-hmm. We do have noise.
So I guess, like, have there been complaints and then we went and tested it and it was louder than this? Do we know that?
Then they'd have to. I mean, then it would be
a zoning
violation.
That happened yet.
Likely.
Short story?
Likely.
It has happened that they have violated and then they turned it down.
I don't know what happened. I think, like, there are violations, but I don't know what the process has been.
And too often that happens.
I guess they
turn it down, and then...
I guess my ultimate question is on
yo-yo.
Some of your entertainment district activities that you're probably going to have in C1s and C2s, everything shuts down at 10 o'clock. Is that good, or does that need some modification, consideration, or is that even something that we... even make or deal with in this situation? I know I don't make it easy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's always difficult when you have residential up against commercial because there's always going to be incompatibilities and the residents are just not going to be happy. So
I guess that's, do we keep on trying to push stuff out to areas where there's not residents? I mean, that's kind of the whole thought. You know, C3 is great for some of that stuff. C1, maybe not so much.
I think what you did for...
This is a tough one.
Dance hall, you are said only allowed in C3.
So Coca Boca is only allowed in C3?
Is that C1?
For new.
Well, that would be new.
That is new.
But they're existing now before this code is adopted, so... You can't make them move.
You can't make them move, yes. But...
You can make them comply with the noise ordinance.
Okay, so then if we can't make a move, then we ready to put it in there for dance halls?
Yeah, for the future. Yeah.
For the future. Noise levels, I think we should still need to have some sort of... So many decibels.
Well, there is an ordinance in town. I don't know what the decimal is.
Yeah.
But
so we'll just...
This is it, right here.
So if you're at the house behind Coca Boca and it's more than 57 decibels, then there's a violation.
So you're
receiving,
I got you.
Mm-hmm. You're receiving the decibels from the...
Oh, it's over 57 decibels on a weekend. I guarantee.
57 decibels is not very loud.
No.
My four-wheeler's louder than that.
Don't run it after 10.
I'm not working on my four-wheelers at 11 o'clock at night, waking my neighbors up either. Try to be that Sunday morning when they're sleeping in.
Perfect. Perfect. That's good.
Actually, at idle, they're probably running at 65 decibels. Just to give you an idea.
So I guess then it comes back to, you know, what sort of activities you want having and happening and what sort of commercial districts, and if you want to impact some people's future planning for where they're going to put certain businesses. You said the dance hall in C3 makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And we've already done that.
Yep.
But are there any other businesses that go past 10 o'clock, like the Brunswick? Or pizza places or restaurants where some of these noise things may come into play. Or the Eagles.
I think the Brunswick would make any noise.
Or the Eagles.
I've never heard much noise out of any of them. The Eagles.
But, I mean, you have... it's my only question.
Well, I think we just adopt the city's code here.
This is fine.
And let it be.
Let it be.
Okay.
So, design standards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this where we close the meeting and go to next time?
Yeah.
It's probably where you're going to...
I'm getting tired. We usually go to 8 o'clock, but if you want to shut down now, I'm ready.
No, it probably wouldn't hurt to at least get a little
I
bit...
I think we should probably get some ideas about where we want to go and things to discuss.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is going to be a lot of...
Let's get started.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going.
Who wants to open a can of worms?
New buildings and new developments.
What do you want? This was the interesting thing. So I started posing this question to people. If we brought some new type of zoning into place, what you would want these new zones to look like? You know, and C1 is the obvious area where there's potential where these standards could really come into play. And if you go down to the C1, for example, you may remember the hair care place that decided to go with that hot pink color. It was right next to the Moose.
I remember that years ago.
Yeah, that was popular.
You don't notice it anymore.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, it finally faded down a little bit. Now it's.
It looks good.
Now it's a warm tan after 25 years, but. Those are kind of the things, and if you go over to the library and you look at some of the businesses and how, what's going on there and what's happening on the frontage versus other areas and that, there's an opportunity to
cross first.
Yeah.
So I only addressed building form. I didn't address in this draft color.
Well, that's another issue. I mean, there's a lot of things we could potentially do there, but we...
Can we actually determine what color someone paints their building?
You could if you wanted to. It might be difficult.
I mean, I'm just thinking back when, was it Kara that painted that building pink? Was that who it was?
Kara?
What?
Oh, no, that was way before Kara.
I don't know. I mean,
some places do have a color palette that you know, you have to pick from these colors.
Don't get me started.
Oh, yeah, or the red bummer.
I would like to in the future.
Yeah, but after the paint fades for 2 years.
It's still got to fade a little more for me.
Okay. I don't know, I'm just asking. I was just thinking, like, at the pink building, she wanted to make a statement, get attention.
She did.
She got it. I don't know if it promoted the business that much, but...
I don't think it probably made the neighbors real happy. And I think that's maybe where... this is a tough one. Like, I don't have... Maybe we should go through what the building recommendations were first.
Okay.
And those are, where are they? That started A13, Ann, or? Mm-hmm. Or am I too far, am I farther, is it back a little bit more?
Whoa.
Design principles, I guess, start at 713, but that's pretty straightforward. Definitions, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, so the very bottom of page 7 is just the title for massing and architectural features, so then the regulations would start on the top of page 18.
So are we jumping over to 18?
Page 8.
So I gave you this handout the first time, but I didn't reprint it. So this is Kennewick, City of Kennewick, that I took these from. So here's some examples of what they're talking about, where they require a top and a base. You don't just have a wall. You have something that different colors or different ways that the building comes out that makes it not just a wall. And I would propose that we would have pictures, but I would want to use local pictures if we can, because I think you do have some good examples. We maybe don't want to use pictures of bad examples, I don't know, that are local. Yeah. That might not be a good idea, but I, before I went to, you know, try to figure out the pictures, I wanted to see, are we going to go this way?
I like that.
Consistency.
Like the base, middle, top. I like breaking it up a little bit.
Breaking it up, or
so it's not.
So you don't like Walmart?
Well, it's setting back a lot.
We're talking design standards for each different zone.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to.
Or that be throughout? It'd probably be through zone, wouldn't it?
Up to you. I don't know if you would have... I didn't know enough about the C1 versus the C2 of if there would be different standards for the building appearance between those two. I think C3 is different.
Yes. I think you're probably... C2 is going to be pretty unique. It's really going to be C1 where you potentially do... You know, what you want that downtown district to look like potentially and the impacts it could have.
What do you think, Brian?
Well, we're really just talking about new things.
Right? Yes, new or remodeled. If it's substantially remodeled.
Yeah. You could do it that way. If it's over 50%, you got to upgrade the whole building.
Or some other number.
Right.
I was just trying to get my head around some examples. But...
Examples in which way, Brian? What are you thinking?
I picture my building.
What's something in C1 that we want to see on every building? Say, name a building.
Okay. So CBHA, when you look out in front of that, for example, They have what's relatively consistent with what's going on with the beautification. You know, is that something that we're going to want the businesses to maintain?
They put certain lights out front.
Well, like their water feature and stuff like that. Some of the buildings, McBrien's building, there's no room to put any kind of.
Right. I'm not saying they have to have the water feature per se, but you've kind of got a theme that's going down, you know, starting up on 14th and what's down to 9th or down to 8th now.
Okay, those lights, how are they going to go past through, like, where City Hall is with the curved sidewalks? It's not something that flows. They're talking about stopping those lights.
At 7th?
Maybe
Pioneer Park. That's going to happen.
That will happen. You can't put those lights down in C1 area because there's not enough sidewalk room, is there?
The long-term goal is to go all the way down to First.
Is it?
That's the long-term goal. But Brian's on the beautification.
Well, the talk now is trying to figure out if that can be taken over by a local government.
Oh, really?
Because they're feeling it.
I think maybe right now you're talking more streetscape than the buildings.
You're right. Let's go back to buildings.
Sure.
I guess, do we want kind of consistency in the C1, zone, in the buildings, and how they look, how they present themselves, roofs, for example, entrances.
So that's one way to go, where you actually prescribe, you will, you know, look like this. And that this is more written of, you have to do things to your building to make it more attractive, basically, without setting an end result that you want. You just have to have, you know, the top middle base, you have to have some modulation to the building, you have to change the roof line, things like that. But you could, if you wanted to, like if you have that one area that you want to set, you know, in this area, they must look like
this.
We could say it has to be stucco or stone or something.
It has to have a certain roof pitch. It has to, I mean, the more prescriptive you get, the more difficult it becomes. Because then you're taking away all of their artistic freedom to design a building.
Actually, the way this is written up ain't too bad. When you read the top part of page 8.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you start reading all that and thinking it through.
No, it doesn't. I don't disagree.
There was some nice thought put into all that.
Yeah, I like that.
I think to the question.
Shall we keep that for now, A?
Oh, is this what you wrote up, Ann, right?
This is what I copied from the city of Kennewick, for the most part.
Gee.
But I mean, that's what you do with zones, is you look at what other people have that works, and you take it and you tweak it for yourself.
I like it. What do you think, Brian?
Yep,
so the question is do we want to throw tweaks in here? Or be happy?
I say be happy. Or we'll be 6 years doing this.
The grandkids can finish.
So on D, who would do the approving?
Put your name again. That would be the building department.
Could be, if that's what you want. In Kennewick, it is the planning director.
That would be Terry?
No, it would be me.
You.
Some places have a design review commission that actually looks at things.
I don't think we want to go that far.
Yeah, I kind of think so, but
I'd support.
Okay.
You putting your name in there,
planning director,
or
yep.
Someone here in City Hall that's heavily tied into the building department.
I like it, A through D. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I like it.
You like it, Chris?
Don't have a problem with it. Nope. Looks good.
So for C, do you...
The minimum size?
Right. At what point do you want to say, you know, blank facades no larger than 50 feet wide, 20 feet wide, 100 feet wide? Is there a... I thought that was kind of confusing the way it was written. That kind of like didn't have a standard. They just said blank facades must be avoided.
Okay, let's think about this. Where do we have a blank facade? We could take the CBK building. Is that a blank facade? But not all along.
Like, how about the Red Barn?
Red Barn.
Red Barn is a blank facade. What about even in City Hall here? Is this a blank facade? There's windows on the end, but there's areas of just...
Yeah, we call this one a blank facade.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't either, but that's why I'm wondering if there needs to be some sort of a...
For the Red Barn? Yeah, I'd definitely like to see the Red Barn have a few regulations. That's been a sore issue.
Well, haven't we already regulated that from happening again?
What about the old Potter's building? Is that a blank facade?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we want, what do we want? We want windows in there? What do we want? Walls to be jogged? We want...
If you look on 913, facade transparency, H, it's towards the top. And then it has some explanation of mandatory standards. So that might answer some of that question.
Percent of the facade area comprised of transparent glass at ground level. And you look at the El Yasmin. El Yasmin.
Not even close. Of course, I don't know if that matters.
They're grandfathered in already, but...
But for future ones, it might. Or if somebody's going to do a big, you know, is going to do a big remodel, they're going to have to meet standard.
Yes, their remodel would have been, would have triggered a lot of this, wouldn't
would
it?
Would have added windows.
Yeah. Would you want windows in there, or do you like it is?
Windows.
You'd like to see windows in that building?
Mm-hmm.
It's more inviting, safer.
I mean, I like the solid blank walls. You know, when you look at mandatory standards, solid blank walls shall be avoided except in service areas where it shall be screened from public view. I like that.
I think leave off that question. Is there a minimum size?
Yeah, so that was my question.
Just leave that off.
Is it okay the way it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not real specific, but I think for our purposes.
For which one are you talking about removing?
C. Just a question, is there a minimum size?
Oh, for back to 813?
Yeah.
And where are you at on 813 again?
Will
you move back up here?
Yeah, is there a minimum size? We're going to put that.
Okay.
But then you later on, you have a definition of 40% of that needs to be windows. Mm-hmm.
I like that
too.
That's almost too much window, though, isn't it?
No.
No? Okay.
For my building, it's like 90% window.
You really want to see out.
That's right.
I like to hide.
I'm trying to think where there isn't There's not that many. El Hazmin was one of them. They should have them.
See, then Subway would have had all windows all along the whole thing.
Yeah.
You look at the strip mall on 7th and Main, all windows.
Yep.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
I think it's weird to not have windows.
Yep.
How about the Spanish building on First Street? Was that all? That's
oh, Donnie, you see, there's a great example. The one next to me, Carnicia?
Yeah.
Boy, there's a one that could have used a whole bunch more windows. Notice nobody's renting any of those places either.
I think that's the reason.
Of course that's the reason. Sometimes you want to save people from themselves. That's not a bad requirement.
The,
yeah,
the port building don't have a lot of windows in either.
Hmm?
The port building don't have a lot of windows in.
No, we got a few.
We got a lot.
What grandfather are you in?
Huh?
What grandfather are you in?
You better.
Lucked out.
Well, I'm just saying if they build another one like that.
For a retail.
Right.
Oh, you're talking about our incubator building. Yeah, I thought you were talking about our office.
No, incubator.
Oh, no. You're right. You're right.
I mean, that's kind of a blank wall, ugly building.
Yeah, it is. we just try to get some cheap businesses in there.
I know, it's practical. I understand.
Still costs us $500,000. Where are we? We got 5 minutes left, guys. Do we want to page 8-13? Everything work all right? Except we took out the minimum deal on C. Anything else to take out there?
I like how it's written. I like the entrance part.
Okay. We'll accept that. I'll accept on that C. There's a minimum size.
Just my question to discussion. We discussed it, so now
okay.
Can take it out.
Okay. We're going to adopt this from where you got it in. Like it. We moved on to 9 a little bit. Got any heartburn on the C and on that? What do you think, Brian?
Seems good to me.
Looks good to me. How about you, Roger?
So far, I haven't seen anything. But
Chris, you got any heartburn?
No, I'm good with it.
Okay. Then let's move down to treatment of the corner. How about that? Have you been all the way down? Or
are we skipping facade transparency?
No, I didn't mean
to. Is that what you're asking?
That's what he's asking about.
That's what I'm asking now.
The design's being approved by our planning, by Ann?
I think so.
I think so too. Fill in those blanks there, planning director. I'm good with that.
She will know the codes.
I mean, this is, going outside of the code, so. To me, you would want to have some sort of you need to have a reason to have it be different. Like you have some other design, not just because.
So what happens in the instance where you say it should be a certain way because you have the power to approve this now, and somebody don't like it? Can they take it to city council and argue the fact, or is that a cut and dried standard?
Probably goes to us.
Go ahead, Bob.
No. So the way it's set up right now, the pages that we're looking at right now would apply in C1 and C2. And C3 would have different standards.
Correct.
Okay, so on C2, like Leprechaun, where you put that 40% windows or something like that, they might have a problem there. If you put the windows in there, did you put them off like Leprechaun did? Or what's, I guess, what I mean, how is that going to work?
Well, they're going to be grandfathered in.
So
it's
no, if you're going to put a window in, you got to see through it.
I don't think you can stop them.
I think that is actually
prevented in mandatory standards F. Maybe I'm reading that wrong. Display windows along public streets shall express the type of business by displaying products sold or other displays that relate to the business. Signage shall not be considered as part of the display window. So you can't block off that window is the way I kind of take that. Yeah, C3, it wouldn't be there. I'm trying to, that's why the only place I can think of is across the street that was affected. Well, yeah, well, the Red Barn didn't, we did move that to, it could only be in C3, which, correct?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Warehouses, storage.
I
thought we did do that. But you have to have 40% of it be covered by windows.
That's for retail buildings, not retail buildings.
But what non-retail buildings are allowed in C1 and C2?
Red Barn.
Red Barn isn't allowed
any
longer.
That's a warehouse.
That's a warehouse. That's only, that's only in C3. I thought we had that.
Yes, it's under industrial and storage, warehousing, distribution, not associated with a retail business, prohibited in C1 and C2, allowed in C3.
Yeah.
Ann's never going to let anything like that happen.
You've got to figure out that. But I guess associated with retail business, it's supposed to be a coffee shop in one little corner there. So I guess the warehouse isn't associated with a coffee shop. That might work.
Yeah.
That's still
on. That's why we did that.
Because that was the intent when Travis let them put it in there.
Well, the problem is we didn't have anything in our zoning that didn't allow that. That's why we're doing this now. That's why we have a C1, C2, and C3.
Well, we're ready to wrap this up. Everything on 9, is that all right with the board? So we'll be ready for 10, page 10.
Treatment of the corner.
What's that, Chris?
I just...
You all right with everything on 9, Roger?
I'm reading the bottom.
I'm still reading. Maybe we should stop at treatment of the corner.
Okay, let's do
that. That's a good idea.
We're going to stop in on treatment of the corner on 9, okay?
Continue.
And we'll continue next month. Thank you, board. Thank you, Ann. Bob, for your comments. You girls, looking for a motion to adjourn.
I make that motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Oop. Knocked off.